Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Meseches Bava Kamma, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Dalid. So says the Mishnah, Hashalech Zaber Biad Chayr Shot V'Katan. If a person sends a fire in the hands of a Chayr Shot V'Katan, Pater B'Dinei Adam, he's Pater in Dinei Adam from paying for the damage that the fire had made. Meaning there is a Chiv to be Shomer on your fire and to make sure that it doesn't do damage. But in this case, the Be'era that you sent was not an actual fire. It was just like something flammable. It was like a hot coal that could light other things on fire, and therefore it's considered to be indirect enough that you're pater b'dinei adam. But v'chayev b'dinei shemayim, you have to pay. Meaning, if you want to face a smoother road up in shemayim, lachamei v'esrim, so then you'd want to pay for that down here. Shalach b'yad pikeach. If you gave it to a pikeach, ha-pikeach chayev. So that's the guy that's chayev. It's just like the case of giving an animal to a shepherd, where it's that person's problem now. Echad evi yasa'ur. If one of the people brought the fire, and the other one brought the wood, the person who brought the wood is going to be chayiv for the damage that the fire does, and the one who brought the ur is not going to be chayiv, because a flame without fuel to burn to burn is not going to do anything. If one person brought the eitzim and then the other guy lit those eitzim with the fire, then the one who brought the fire is going to be chayv, because the eitzim on their own would have done no damage. But if the or and the eitzim were there, and then someone came and fanned the flame, and the fanning of the flame is what caused it to spread, then the one who fanned the flame is going to be chayv. Libsa ruach kulin peturin. But if it was fanned on its own, just by the wind blowing it, then everyone is going to be pater. Hashalech is a be'ira. If a person lights a fire and it goes out into someone else's property, and it consumes afar or etzim or avanim, something else, it destroys someone else's property, chayiv, you have to pay. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ki seitze eishu matzu kotzim v'nechal gadish ha'akamo asada shalem yishalem. It describes exactly this, that it goes and it consumes things, so then you have to pay. So now the Mishnah says, avra gadir shu gavoa arba amos, if the flame jumped over a wall that was 4 amos tall, Oderech HaRabim, or crossed through a 16-amot wide Rishus HaRabim, O Nahar, somehow the flame jumped over a river, so Pater, then the person who made the flame is going to be Pater, because you never would have assumed that the flame would have the capacity to spread under such circumstances. Hamadik B'toch Shalo, if a person lights a fire in his own property, Ad Kamat Havarad Leika, how far does the fire go? Meaning, how far does it have to be from your neighbor's property for you to reasonably assume that it's not going to get there. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ro'en also ki'iluhi b'emtza beis kor. You need to view it as if it's in the middle of a base core, which is 137 amos. So I guess that would make it a little under 70 amos on each side. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Sheish Asrei Amos Kederach Rosh HaSarabim. That it's 16 amos, which is the size of Rosh HaSarabim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chamisha Mama, 50 amos. You need Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalem Yishalem, Amavir Sabeira, well, how big is the fire that we're talking about? He says, if it's a very large fire, then you need more space. If it's a smaller fire, then obviously you're going to need less space. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. If a person lit a fire in his own property, and it spread to someone else's property, and it burned down a stack of grain, where there were kelim hidden in the grain, and so the kelim got destroyed. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shalem, Yishalim Asher B'Tocha. He pays for the grain and for the kelim. No, he would only pay for the cost of the grain that would make up a stack of that size. Meaning, had the kelim not been there and the thing would have been filled in only with grain, he'd pay for the price of such grain. That's all he's gonna have to pay for. Because this is a reference to the patur of tamun be'esh, which is a gzeres hakasav. So that's why you don't have to pay for the actual kelim. Hayigadi kafaslo, if there was a gedi that was tied to the grain, vevet samachlo, there was an eved that was nearby, not tied to it, v'nisrafimo, and got burnt with it, chayiv, you have to pay for the goat and for the grain, but you're not chayiv for killing the eved, because the eved should have run away. So therefore you have to pay the monetary payment that you owe. But eved kafaslo, if there was an eved that was tied to it, ugedi samachlo, and there was a gedi nearby, v'nisrafimo, and the eved got burnt, so pater, then you don't have to pay for anything, because if you murder an eved, you're chayiv misa for that. And this is the principle of kamlei bedrabe minei, that if you do something for which you're chayiv two separate onshim, you only get the more serious of the two onshim, and therefore you're not going to have to pay for that. Umodim chamer Rabbi Yehuda b'madlika sabira, the chamer agreed Rabbi Yehuda that if you lit a building on fire, shuhu mishalim kol masha betocha, that you pay for everything inside the building, shkein darab b'nei l'nech b'batim, that does not fall in the category of the p'tur of tamun be'esh, because it's normal for people to have stuff in their homes, in their building. It's not normal for people to hide kelim in their haystacks, though. Okay, so let's review what we did today. So in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you give a fire to or a coal to a cherushot of a katan, and he does damage with it, he lights something on fire, you're pater b'din yadam l'chay b'din yishmayim, but if you give it to a pikeach, then it's that person's responsibility, not yours. If one guy brings a flame and then another guy brings the wood, or one guy brings the wood and then another guy brings the flame, it's the second guy that's going to be chayiv. If both of them bring what they bring and then someone else comes and fans the flame, that guy is chayiv. And if the wind fanned the flame, then everybody's going to be pater. If you light a fire and it damages someone else's property, you're going to be chayiv, because the pasuk pretty much says that. If it passes over an area that you never would have imagined a fire would have the capacity to pass over, like a four-ama high wall or a rishos harabim or a river, then you're going to be pater. How much space do you need around your fire to reasonably assume that the fire is not going to spread? So Rabbi Eliezer said a little under 70 amos on each side. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah said that rather. Rabbi Eliezer said 16 amos, Rabbi Akiva says 50 amos, and Rabbi Shimon says, I don't know, it depends on the size of the fire. Now, moving on to Mishnah Hay, we had said that if a person lit a Gaddish and had Kalim inside of it, so Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to pay for those Kalim, and the Chum said, no, you don't, you only pay for the haystack. If there was an Eved that was near it, and the Eved got killed, but the Eved wasn't tied down, you chayiv to pay for the monetary damage, but not for the Eved. If the Eved was tied down, though, and he got killed, and then you don't have to pay for any of the monetary damage because you chayiv misa for killing the eved. And the chamar modded Rabbi Yehuda that if you lit a building on fire or a house on fire, that you do have to pay for the contents of that building and that house, because that is not included in the p'tur of tamun be'esh. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.